Well, 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 hello there, Bumper Podcast. It's me, Natty Bumper Car, and this is the last show, not just of 2019, but of the entire decade. 10 years of Bumper Podcasts. Why, I remember when you were just a tiny Bumper Podcast, and now look at you, all grown up and big. I'm so proud of you. So what I thought would be a fun idea for this episode would be if we reminisced a little bit. If we, you know, got some of our pals that are on the show and had them in and kind of, you know, just reminisced and thought about fun things that happened, like maybe their favorite things. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in our first guest. So, take it away, I guess. Oh, look at that. Production. We have a cool noise. Hey, so, go ahead, Bargle. What's your... Yes. Biggest memory. Wow. Really? I don't remember that. Well, I'm so glad that you decided to come in and share that. You know what? I'm impressed because a lot of people don't put themselves out on podcasts or in friendships or relationships like you just did, Bargle. So, I'm glad we made it through the last decade, and I can't wait to see what we do next decade.
Bargle.
Cool. Well, I mean, that's going to be hard to top. I mean, it's not a competition, but let's bring in our next guest to see how his decade was and what his favorite memory was.
Well, I remember when I was just a knee-high tadpole growing up in the kudzu woods behind my house, because I wasn't allowed in the house necessarily, and all the kudzu creatures kept me company. And one day, we were supposed to be having a community kudzu dinner, and we couldn't afford none of the food. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was we all gathered our resources, and we had a talent show, and everybody came out from the hills to the valleys, and we earned enough money that we all got to share a chestnut, which was roasted on an open fire and just made everybody's decade. That was my favorite moment of them all.
That's wonderful.
Thanks for having me, Natty.
Absolutely, cousin. I'm so glad you could be here.
Absolutely.
Wow, this is really working out better than I ever would have expected. What great stories we're getting. They came together as a community. I'm so happy right now. I'm going to keep going because I feel like we're doing amazingly and I don't want to stop. Let's see, who's coming up? It's Hias. What's going on, Hias? Your name always cracks me up. I love it when you come on this show. Oh, really? That happened? And was she okay? Oh, thank goodness. I got worried. It turns out funny in the end. Yeah. That's tremendous. Oh, man. Oh, really? Well, I didn't expect that. It's a real twist. thanks, Hias. It's great. Wow, I mean, it's like story after story after story. I feel like everybody's had a pretty great decade. I guess we'll keep going. I don't know. Play the noise, producer.
Right. So it's like, I didn't know. Uh-huh. Just there. Yeah. I was going to have some cheese, and I was like, I didn't want to have any cheese. Because I was like, who wants to have cheese? I have my breakfast and some lunch.
That's too much.
And then it's proper.
Yeah.
And so what I'm thinking is, like, I'm going to go out to the bike, and I'm going to have a spotter, you know, just a copper.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just take it in and look around a bit and just enjoy life.
Sometimes.
And so my last decade, I was like, whoa, just all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was like, did you know? I didn't know.
No.
And
you?
I had to really did write a book. I read, did some research, and I went around, and I did a walkabout, and I was just like, oh, this is wonderful. This whole world is just such a big place.
Yeah,
I was
huge.
Like, look at this, huh?
So it's
like eye-opening. I was like, oh, yeah. I had no idea. I was just going to be like, experience.
Everything.
I was just like, all this stuff. Everyone. And so I wanted to turn around, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know, but I was like really into it. I was like, oh man.
There's a lot.
You know? And so I didn't tell you, but I wanted to tell everybody about it. It's like, gotta get out there. You gotta do your ass out, all right? All right? Because otherwise, you're not gonna live. I just gotta live your life.
Yeah, you gotta live your life.
Gotta live your life, man.
Gotta live your life. Yeah.
All
right. I agree.
That's all I got. That's the best. It's the best.
Hey.
You're the best, man.
No, Frenchie, listen, I think you hit the nail on the head there. You went out there. You weren't just going to sit around, and you lived your life and you experienced the world, and it was an eye-opening experience. And I think that's what you have to do in life. I always talk about it on the podcast, but you gotta be present. You gotta be aware of the world around you. You gotta live in it, right? Otherwise, what are you doing? Like, you're here for a certain amount of time, and you gotta keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, interact with people, hear their stories, get their perspectives. And you may not always agree with it, you may not even like it, but I think it's important to stay aware, right, of what's happening around you. This is, I think, my favorite episode that we've ever done. Let's see. I think we got one more, and then we got a couple surprise guests coming in. But let's see how your what your favorite moment of the last decade was. Olman, get up here.
Well, I don't really appreciate it that you say this is my last decade.
No.
I intend to be around for a little much longer.
No, not your last decade. The last.
Excuse me.
The.
I didn't know what you meant by that.
No, yeah, the last
my
decade.
My choice is the last decade.
Yeah.
Not my last decade.
No.
This is a bit of normal. I understand.
Okay, good. Sorry about that.
Let me research that. My
uh-huh.
favorite moment of the last decade,
yeah.
I believe, was I fell in love with a beautiful sunset named Sunrise. And there were clouds and the skies
and
butterflies and people saying, why? All such things as that. And I chose to live
That's great.
That life with sunrise and sunset and the butterflies.
You're still rhyming.
And also I found out that I'm allergic.
To what? What are you allergic to?
Milk.
Like lactose? Lactose?
Lactose intolerance was not one of my favorite moments.
Oh, no.
Because I couldn't eat ice cream
anymore. I'm sorry.
That's my least favorite moment.
Oh, no.
I couldn't eat ice cream anymore.
I'm sorry.
And so what I started doing was just buying it by the tub and putting it in my freezer.
But why?
I currently have 16 freezers in my house full of ice cream that I can't
eat. That's
so
many freezers.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You don't remember what the question was at this point, but I feel like I answered you.
You
appropriately.
Did. Yes.
Thoroughly.
You did very well.
Willingly.
Yes, 100%.
And entirely.
Okay, great. I thank you so much.
I'm gonna go stare at my ice cream now.
Okay, Olman.
Not eat it.
No, Olman.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh, we had so many nice stories, and then we had kind of a sad story at the end. Oh, I guess maybe Olman can pick it up by having a big ice cream party, and everybody can come and sample some of the 16 freezers full of ice cream that are in his house. Oh, man. I got a little sad.
I got a problem.
What?
A real problem right now.
Who?
Yeah, it's me, Pig.
I don't understand.
So listen, you had your big year-end show, your big decade-end show. You're bringing in all these random characters. Who's Frenchie? Who Who's Bargle? Who's Cousin? I don't know none of these people. They ain't never been on the show. And you're wrapping up the entire decade with all these people who ain't ever even been on the show never once
but,
before?
No, they...
It don't make no sense,
it makes
man.
Perfect sense. Come on.
Aloysius J. Pig. I'm your co-host.
Well,
I'm on the show all the time.
You are, but...
I don't even understand.
No, Natty, none of this makes
Rufus.
Sense contractually. You have not even put these people... You haven't given them key cards. You haven't put them on the registrar. You haven't even given them cubbies in the locker rooms here
cubbies.
At headquarters. I don't believe that they should be featured on the Bumper Podcast
but,
2020
okay.
year-end, decade-ending, wrap-up episode, last one
okay.
of the season
right,
of the
fine.
Year.
Okay.
I do fear, however, that
uh-huh.
you are
no.
perhaps a little loop-de-loop, and maybe that's what's happening.
I am not loop-de-loop in the least. Fine. If you guys want to... give your big last decade memories, then I guess we can do that. Aloysius, you go first.
Yeah, great. So here I am, chopped liver, stuck on the end. I guess this is my least favorite. I'm going to be like that old dude who, omen, fine. But I don't even know what to say. I guess I'm happy. I wake up in a warm bed of hay every day. I get food. That makes me happy. I have my friends. Some of my friends are not as nice to me today as they were yesterday. Don't know what's going on with that. But overall, I'd say it's a great decade. I was basically, you know, born into the industry
I know.
In the last decade.
Okay.
So I see a bright future.
I do too. I'm sorry.
With you, Manny.
Okay.
Please, come on.
I'm okay.
Get it together.
I myself have had a phenomenal decade.
That's good.
Moved over to e-sign, so I don't have to have as many documents
what?
In my bag. And
okay.
I can just look at my literature on my tablet,
okay.
and I can understand that it's all there, and people just put it in their phones.
That's cool.
It's not much, but it's really helped me out tremendously.
Well, that's
so
good, Rufus.
I don't have to... go to the library to use a fax machine anymore.
Okay.
And my litigious career is over the top, over the roof.
That's good. Let's. I think we have a couple more. Let's bring Doodle Poodle. Please come here and tell us how your decade was.
So I made a lot of doodles over the last year. And I learned how to sharpen a pencil, and I even learned how to make watercolor doodles. Oh, I had a fun time, and I always have a fun time when I like being a dog.
Thanks, Doodle Poodle. All right, now I feel a little bit better. We did have a lot of new characters. I don't really know what I was doing. But I had an amazing decade with you guys. The 2010s were pretty swell. And I really hope the world gets to be a better place and more inclusive and nicer to everybody. And, you know, I like progress. I like things moving forward. That makes me happy. You know, I feel like we have a lot of work to do. And I feel like, you know, just if you talk to people, smile at people, acknowledge people, because everyone's going through stuff. And so you don't know what they're going through. So if you're at a restaurant and maybe the your water doesn't get there fast enough, it's okay. Your water's going to get there. And, you know, it's just relax, everybody. It's going to be okay. All right? All right. Well, Happy New Year to you and all of yours. And the Bumper Podcast will be back in 2020 with all kinds of fun episodes. I'm assuming, I'm hoping that you'll be there with me. Share it with your friends. Rate it on whatever you listen to. And give yourself a hug. You deserve it. Or at least a high five. Whatever you want. It's fine.
Weep, weep, Daddy.
Oh, hey, guys. Did I forget you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm so sorry. Hi. You know what I forgot to say my favorite part of the last decade was?
Everything.
You guys.
Oh, yeah. I liked everything.
You liked every single thing?
Yep.
I don't know if that's true.
I liked when we went to Atlanta.
You liked when we went to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. What about you?
I liked everything.
Every single thing?
Yep.
Even when Popcorn was a puppy?
Yep.
Wow. So, Emmy, you were born in 2009. Well, we don't have to give all that out, but yes. So here's the cool thing. So, you have now, as of 2 days from now, been alive in three different decades.
Yep.
The O's, the 10s, and the 20s. So three decades is 30 years, but you're only 10 years old. Is that crazy?
Yeah, 20 years old.
Yeah. And Ollie, you were born in 13. Are you sure?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
He's only been one decade for
me. He's, for right now, it's one decade, but in 2 days, it'll be 2 decades. And I've been alive in 800 decades.
No.
Because I'm eternal.
No, you're not, Dad.
That's yelling. Why are you yelling at the microphone?
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, do you? Well, so real quick. What are you thankful for from the last decade? Don't say everything.
The Easter Bunny thing.
The Easter Bunny thing? Okay.
Christmas.
You're thankful for Christmas and the Easter Bunny and your family?
Yeah. I'm thankful for the one when we got our dog, and I'm thankful for the one Kalahari.
Oh. So your trips we took with your friends.
In Atlanta.
Wonderful. Well, guys, Happy New Year.
You too, Dad.
Happy New Year.
I love you guys.
I love you too, Daddy.
Let's see. I love you guys more than beans love rice. More than cheese loves mice.
More than a billion kajillion dollars.
Oh, that's right. More than a bajillion kajillion dollars.
I love you more than anything. Me too.
Oh, geez. Oh.